The board members of the State Water Resources Control Board voted December 12th to proceed with their unimpaired flows proposal on the Tuolumne, Stanislaus, and Merced Rivers, putting farmers and communities in peril of losing a big part of their water resources. They're calling for upwards of 40% unimpaired flows from three tributary rivers flowing into the San Joaquin River, flowing into the Delta, to increase flows for salmon and other species. Melissa Williams is the public affairs spokesperson for Modesto Irrigation District, which would be devastated by this proposal if it ultimately goes through. Welcome to the California Ag Today podcast, Melissa.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about how the recent State Water Resources Control Board decision is going to affect our Central Valley farmers and city residents.
Well, Melissa, if this thing goes through and it's not done yet, it's going to really hurt the economy and agriculture in the Central Valley.
It's going to have devastating and unavoidable consequences to our customers. It'll affect not only our farmers, but also our urban community. Modesto Irrigation District treats and delivers and wholesales water to the city of Modesto, so our homes and businesses will also be affected. We're still evaluating the impacts, you know, number-wise, what that means for different supplies and rates. We're disappointed in the State Water Board's action because at the direction of the governor and also the State Water Resources Control Board was encouraging voluntary agreement discussions. And Modesto Irrigation District, together with our partners, Turlock Irrigation District and the City and County of San Francisco, engaged in good faith voluntary agreement discussions in the last couple of months. And we worked collaboratively to develop a framework for the Tuolumne River that not only would balance the needs of our customers and the environment, but also it included an offer of early implementation of river flow and non-flow measures such as habitat restoration and predation suppression measures. And, you know, despite our significant progress in putting this voluntary agreement framework together and presenting it to the State Water Board yesterday, Wednesday, December 12th, they still decided to move forward with their plan.
Well, Melissa, of course, the water districts plan to continue their fight on this proposal, and they're going to continue to take all measures to protect their water supply in those communities that they serve.
We're still evaluating the State Board's approved resolution, you know, and the action they took and the impacts it'll have. Still continue to advocate for a durable solution that can achieve, you know, sustainability and reliability for our environment, our customers, and like I said, our communities.
Well, Melissa, obviously the economic impact for this water grab would be devastating to the economies, particularly Stanislaus County, right?
Yes, the economic impacts are devastating. Through various studies that we've done, our water supply supports close to $4 billion worth of economics here in our region.
Well, Melissa, what's next? Do you have much time to respond to the Water Board's decision?
We have approximately 30 days to challenge their decision, you know, after they file what they call a notice of determination. So over the next month, we will be definitely analyzing what they agreed to, their resolution, and take any appropriate actions necessary, including litigation. The State Water Board did include language in their approved resolution that directed their staff to further evaluate the Tuolumne River Voluntary Agreement Framework and come back with an analysis by March 1st of next year. So we'll see where that goes. But again, we're prepared to take any appropriate actions as necessary to protect our water supply and our communities and customers.
Again, the Water Board's proposal will impact all communities and farmers served by the Tuolumne, Stanislaus, and Merced Rivers. And it's interesting, Melissa, the proposal even impacts San Francisco water customers.
Their source of water is also the Tuolumne River. So any cutback in water supply, they too are affected. So you're talking about close to 2 million people in the Bay Area that this decision is going to impact. It's just not our agricultural customers and our agricultural economy. It's our urban customers, city residents as well in the Bay Area and also here in the Central Valley.
That's Melissa Williams. She's the public affairs spokesperson for the Modesto Irrigation District. Thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast, Melissa.
Thank you again, Patrick, for having me today. As I mentioned before, you know, moving forward, we're just going to continue to take any and all measures to protect our valley water supply and the communities we serve.